You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it is not an easy thing to do.
But I guess it's true.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist sometimes.
Welcome to the TV Click Big Brother. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com, and I'm joined by Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
And Matt Whitfield from Yahoo, a little website called Yahoo. What's up, Matt?
At least you didn't call it Google this week. Thank you.
Oh, hi. Thank God.
Yeah, a little tiny niche site. Yeah.
Yeah, so we are here to talk about, was it week six, right? Week six of Big Brother, week in review. Real quickly, we are the TV Click. Right now our Facebook page is Watch What Crappens, and Ronnie's at Trash Tweet TV. Matt's at Life on the M List. I'm at B-Side Blog. Twitter, Instagram, Vine. You can find us anywhere. So let's just jump right into Big Brother, shall we not?
Love yeah, it. Yes, please.
Yes. And also, let's give a big shout-out to all our friends at Joker's Updates, who are so supportive of this webcast and helping getting it off the ground. So thank you, everyone, including
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Where to begin? Where do we begin with this set of Jokers, speaking of Joker's Updates?
Well, we began this week with Aaron taking head of household. We joked last week when we found out the bitch was taking over that she was going to have the black people on the block. And sure enough, she had the black people on the block.
She got them both right on up there. Right on up there.
My God.
Yeah, she's pretty obvious with the way she operates.
Jesse's lucky that she's so stupid and doesn't know what race Jesse is, because her ass would be up there too if she knew the minority.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because on the surface, you would think this is a case of white power being in power. But actually, Aaron was taking cues from a minority, which is shocking for a racist.
Let's cut to the chase and just say that Helen is the mastermind right now. And between her and Amanda, they are running the entire house. And if people want to complain, point your fingers in those directions.
Well, Amanda is controlling the house for now, but I think her tenure, she's starting to run out of time. America has turned on her. It's only a matter of time before the rest of the house does, too.
Well, let's jump back again, like Ronnie was saying, to Aaron taking head of household. I was pissed because I am forever Team Alyssa, and so I was nervous immediately. I thought, oh, fuck, here we go again. Alyssa's going to be in trouble. That poor girl is always in the hot seat. But luckily, Aaron didn't touch her. What did you guys think initially as soon as Aaron won the challenge?
Oh, I thought Alyssa and Helen were going up. I thought she was going to back out on that deal like 100%.
I did too, but she really needs those people on her side because she's got nobody, and she knows that. The thing is, she's not going to have anybody next week either. Something that has kind of developed, though, this week is that we are seeing this racist shit with other cast members, and so it's kind of taking Aaron off the burner because we're used to her.
I mean, off the proverbial burning cross, if you will.
Well, let's not forget that earlier today, I want to say it was brought to my attention on the amazing Big Brother Bravo Holics Facebook page, which I am fully immersed in, but it was brought to my attention today that Aaron did sit up in the HOH room, and she looked at the TV screen, and she did see Candace, and she did say, once again, oh, hey, Aunt Jemima, go make me some pancakes.
Oh, my goodness. It's back. Racist Aaron is back.
I mean, my God. And also, I love that you said Aunt Jemima, like she's a classy East Coaster. No.
Is she classier than Mrs. Buttersworth? I mean, how does that all work?
They have a long-standing rivalry, that's for sure.
Oh, okay.
And no one emerges from it classy.
You know what would be amazing if Lee Daniels presented a new movie called Lee Daniels Presents Aunt Jemima?
Well, I love that that's the only black... Oh, go ahead.
I say Tyler Perry could do Mrs. Buttersworth, and it could be a battle of like black directors with black iconic syrups.
Yes.
And everyone dies of AIDS in a classic Tyler in a now classic Tyler Perry twist.
Slash Lee Daniels twist too, by the way.
with Janet Jackson with a really butch haircut, but she's straight.
Yes. Yes.
I thought it was
tons of hot guys, tons of hot black guys. So Howard's got a new job. He's gonna be in the Aunt Jemima story.
He'll probably end up making out with Morris Chestnut. Who doesn't love some Chestnut?
Ooh, I would like to see a Morris Chestnut meets Boris Kodjo sort of situation with perhaps Lance, what's-his-face from Temptation. Yeah, I know a lot of these actors.
Yeah, no kidding. Them. God, get us out of your spank bank for 5 seconds.
I'm sorry. No black people are named Lance.
I think that it's hilarious that Aaron's only reference was the skirt she has on her table. What?
I said, so we have Aaron here on the podcast. Matt says, there's no black people named Lance.
Oh, jeez.
Just like there's no white people. I mean, whatever. Don't even.
Yeah, just stop there. Just stop. Just quit while you're slightly behind.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny that her only black reference is like something she's seen on the breakfast table. Like, she can't even come up with a creative black reference.
I mean,
at least give us an Oprah. Like, there is, like, Aunt Jemima, really? It's like, stupid.
She, if you put Aunt Jemima and Jesse Jackson in a lineup, Aaron would have no idea who's who. It's like, well, I think Jesse Jackson is the man with the mustache, but Jesse is a woman's name too. Could be the lady who's shaped like syrup.
Sorry, Miss Jackson, I am faux real.
So, have you guys seen the YouTube cut of Amanda being an ass? It's amazing.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that today because it's not just Aaron, like Ronnie said a few minutes ago. The others are coming out of the woodwork now. Maybe it's because they're in a house full of racists that they just forget that, you know, nobody can be worse than Gina Marie and Aaron, so I can throw a few bomb mots in there and get away with it. Yeah. But guess what, Amanda? You can't, and you were already skating on thin ice. A lot of people, I think, are turning. A lot of people initially loved you.
Oh, not anymore. Not turning.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, a few weeks ago, people were appreciating her strong gameplay, but I think the tide has completely turned. America's obviously, you know, put her up on the block this week. They're going to do it again this week. And, you know, these racial comments are going to get her ass thrown out the door. And I think it's well-deserved.
Absolutely. She doesn't realize, she was so fixated on Howard, she doesn't realize that she actually made Howard into the fan favorite. You saw the way, just moving ahead to tonight's eviction episode, when Howard was evicted, the crowd went nuts for him. People love Howard.
So did Julie Chen's lady parts.
Well, honestly, so did my lady parts.
I know they did, but I mean, but that's a given.
It is a given. Yeah, I mean, he's no Lance Gross. Is that a white guy? I can't remember. But he is like Howard. So, yeah, thoughts about that.
Okay, so let's talk about Amanda and, like, is this going to, you know, initially I think that she said it, and then I think somebody immediately called her on it too, actually, and she said, that's not racist.
Well, we talked about this a little bit last week, Matt. We talked about how Amanda is the sort of person who thinks because she has some awareness about when things are racist, she thinks therefore she's not racist, but she doesn't realize that she too has crossed the line.
Right. I think you're right, and I also think it's because she kind of called it first on people. She was like, wait, you're being racist, therefore I can't be.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to play this video. It looks like it's working, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we need to hear what she said.
Exciting racism up ahead for the TV click with Ben, Matt, and Ron. I think Ronnie's talking and I don't hear anything.
Oh, sorry, do you hear me now?
We do now, but we like a dramatic pause before some racism.
Well, I can see it. I can see it.
And the racism begins now.
Now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can't hear me. I have it playing on my thing, but I don't know why it's not playing with you. We are going to figure this out, damn it.
This is because we are using the most ghetto group hang session of all time, which is from Google. So, Matt, that's a point for Yahoo right there.
Do we even have one on Yahoo, or should I make it like...
Your lack of one is still better than Google's version.
Maybe I'll put an engineer on it tomorrow and get them working on one.
Yeah, put an engineer on it. In the meantime, so we're talking about Amanda and her racism and how the tide has turned. America did vote against her and did put her on the block because America was MVP for the second week in a row. And I have to say, this was my favorite MVP week because this was really the first time when the House guests were totally rattled by it because they thought last week they had a suspicion that it was America. But this week, there was like a full-on witch hunt. And of course, made Howard. Everyone thought Howard was the one doing it, but...
Well, I love that, you know, we're 6 weeks in. Julie mentioned this when the cast was sitting around the couch, and she said, you guys have been there for 42 days, and, you know, as a veteran of the Big Brother media day, I can tell you that within about 20 seconds, I start to go crazy in the house. I know that says a lot about me, but these people have been in there now for 6 full weeks, and I actually think that they are all starting to go batshit crazy. The MVP situation took it to another level, and then Candace had a motherfucking meltdown.
Candace, I'm starting to think Candace is not a smart player.
I think she's a serial killer, and I would be worried to sleep in the same house as her.
And, you know, now that Howard is gone, she is really going to be off the rails. She is going to have a hard time, because he, many times, I feel like, reined her in, and now that he's gone, I think she's going to be a loose cannon.
Like, she's going to throw that Bible out the window into the swimming pool, and she's just going to go to town. And here's my thing. She really is flying solo at this point, so I'm like, why the hell not? Balls to the wall, go crazy, stir this pot up, because people should have stirred the pot up this week, and they didn't take advantage of that. But we need to back the train up, dude. We need to talk about Aaron's nominations. So talk about that.
Yeah, so okay, so Aaron nominates Howard and Spencer, because she is, like, indebted to Alyssa and Helen, allegedly. This is her end of the deal. And she's saying, well, these are the powers that be. But it doesn't make sense why Aaron, Gina Marie, Howard, and Spencer, and Candace don't just come together and oust the powers that be. I mean, that's how you play this game. You don't go along with the powers that be, because eventually your time will come as well.
Sidebar.
If you see the powers that be, you break them down.
Sidebar. I think it's kind of funny that we keep talking about Helen and Alyssa being some, like, dynamic duo, because clearly Alyssa is having some issues keeping things to herself. It's pissing off Helen. Helen's talking mad shit behind Alyssa's back, and I actually think that it would be it would behoove Alyssa this week to stab Helen in the back. It's time to cut ties with that girl.
Yeah, well, she pretty much said she was going to. She was like, we have to vote her out. I mean, Alyssa, you know, the bloom is off the rose, as they say. She was once our fan favorite. I don't know. She's sort of falling apart. She's like, she's not necessarily as fun to watch anymore. She's more of an awful player. That's what I'm trying to sense.
Well, and also we missed all the good stuff with her. They didn't show us all the good stuff that we were hearing about on the live feeds, where she just went apeshit for a couple of days when she was on the block again. You know, they showed us her, like, kind of getting mad with Aaron, or not talking to Aaron in the kitchen or whatever, or blaming Gina Marie, but we didn't really get to see all the good stuff. So it's like, if you're not even going to show her being crazy, we have no reason to want her to stay on the show. Like, Rachel, people were rooting for Rachel to stay because she's fucking nuts, and it was really fun to watch.
You know, the unfortunate thing is the only crazy part from Alyssa we saw is when Amanda put her big fake titties in that one-piece bathing suit, and Alyssa went to town on her fat ass, and it was amazing, horribly mean and upsetting and totally rude. And made Alyssa,
she didn't even call her fat.
Look, it was a little bit of both, because, you know, I think that at this point in the game, I'm starting to hate Amanda, so I'm thinking it's funny, but back when she did it, it was totally mean and rude. But I don't care. I'm still Team Alyssa. I'm Team Rachel Riley to the end. Any of her family members can go on this show, and I will fucking root for them to win.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. I hate One Piece. No offense.
One Piece,
Amanda,
is stupid. No. They're so gross. Who are you? I wouldn't wear a One Piece if, like, it was the last thing on Earth to put on my body.
No offense.
America.
Like, I'm sorry, but it makes you look like a beluga whale. Like, no offense. Thanks for asking. I regretfully...
See, this is further proof that she's the best.
I sadly have to say that you look like a monster in a One Piece. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Rachel Army.
I'm obsessed with hating One Pieces. Thanks, but no thanks.
One time, I saw a dehydrated baby trying to do yoga and dying on the street, and it was less gross than your One Piece. Thanks.
I sadly have to say that I hated that baby in the One Piece. No offense. Thanks for asking.
That baby in the street who was dying doing yoga dehydrated was wearing a One Piece, so I didn't help it, America.
I can't watch Baywatch because they all wear One Pieces. Sorry, David Hasselhoff.
That's why that show was canceled. Sorry, America.
They say it was the most popular show in the world, but I think it's because the world has a lot of blind people who can't see the One Pieces. No offense to blind people. I'm so sad to say that. Thanks, but no thanks.
9/11 happened because terrorists hate One Piece is America.
I'm sorry, I regret to say this, but that is why 9/11 did happen. Thanks. I'm obsessed with conspiracy theories. Thanks.
okay, I will see both of you in hell.
By the way, that is the most amazing 9/11 conspiracy theory of all time, that the terrorists hate One Pieces. You gotta give it up for that. I'm sorry.
Don't the terrorists wear a hell of a lot more than a One Piece?
I know, it's so ugly. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at the Facebook page, which thank you all for being here. Hi! So I'm looking at the Facebook page, Lisa Pierce. I'm still bitter about Amanda being Jewish. It has not been a very good summer for the Jews. It has not been good. Totally
Princesses Long Island and Amanda, it's been bad. Well, luckily, I'm just glad that Arian is not Jewish, because then it would be a disaster. Then it would just be a lost cause.
Hey, guys, it's late on a Thursday night. Can we get back to talking about the game, bitch?
Thanks. Well, I'm trying to keep up with this Facebook, but there's so much. I'm reading a book.
Okay, so the nominations.
I would like to get back to nominations and talk about why people hate Spencer. I mean, I hate Spencer because he was kind of rude to Andy and homophobic earlier in the season. However, I don't understand. Okay, just because I'm the Gretchen of the group and the Alexis of the group.
No, you're not. You're the Heather of the group.
I know. Congratulations on your new role in Malibu Country.
If you think that I would have four unruly children in my house, you are crazy.
But I will say this, Matt. Get excited, because here comes our special guest, Miss Sarah Rue. Thanks. Just kidding.
Sorry, Housewives podcast crossover. Sorry,
that's a real Housewives reference. Back to Big Brother, Matt.
Anyway, so what is the deal? Why didn't they just say, like, up front, we're going after all the dudes? Like, why aren't the girls all just saying, let's be a girls and let's get rid of all the dudes?
I don't think they're necessarily going after all the dudes. They are still pissed about this moving company situation. Because remember, when Howard had the chance to come clean, he didn't. Spencer did come clean. However, Spencer and Howard made, like, a second alliance with Arian and Gina Marie and Judd. So when that came out again, they already had suspicions about Spencer,
Ben,
and just like verified.
But what about, why does McCrae just get to slide through all of this because he's snuggling up to those big old bosoms?
Yeah, actually he does.
Because that's fucked up, because he was part of that alliance at the beginning too.
Well, he's the one who betrayed it.
You're asking for some logic. You're asking for some logic and rational like thoughts from these people, and you're not going to get it. I'm sorry.
You give a nerd a vagina, and he will give up his own mother. It's like. Yeah. I mean, that guy is so happy not to be feeling his own palm against his wiener, he will fucking burn a pile of juice in the shower. That guy will betray anyone, anytime. He'll do anything that Peppermint Patty asks.
Is anybody still horrible. Listening to this podcast?
Can I go on record as saying that girl is horrible? Shame on you, young lady, youngish lady, big-boned, youngish kind of
Sort of older lady than she says.
Yes.
Middle-aged lady. Shame on you.
And also, for the record, you somewhat youngish lady. I prefer the One Piece. And while you're at it, put a T-shirt over it, you jerk.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Put a T-shirt.
How do we follow that?
You don't. Unless you're McCrae, in which case you're just very eager to stick your pepperoni in her pizza box.
Okay, and they're engaged?
She was kidding. She said that we're in a Big Brother engagement.
Yeah, it's not real, Ronnie.
That's not real?
Okay. Aaron nominated Spencer and Howard, and at that point, Ben got a Grindr text. Or is that Ronnie getting a Grindr text?
That was Ronnie, and Grindr...
That's me. It's not Grindr. It's Lisa Pierce, look.
Lisa Pierce.
I was going to say, does she have her personal cell phone? Does she have your personal cell phone number? Because she's already intermingled in our lives immensely.
No, these are Facebook notifications, so we don't get lost. Because I feel like sometimes we start talking, and then we don't look at the Facebook, so I have the notification set. But I had to turn the volume off, otherwise it'll be like, bling, 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 bling. Because those girls are talking up in there today.
How do we get people to be able to write their comments like in our Hangouts, so we don't have to go through two different platforms?
Ben... Let's get a YouTube video working, okay? And then we'll move on to the next technical feat.
All right, so talking about technical robots, back to Amanda and McRae. So, Howard has been persona non grata because Amanda has this, like, tunnel vision about it. And Aaron, like...
What is her tunnel vision?
And you know what tunnels are? Tunnels are black.
Black. Right. Black. They're black.
Yeah,
they're long, and they can go deep.
Whenever she drives through a tunnel, she just wants to evict it. When she goes to the Holland Tunnel, oh, man.
I have questions.
Ask.
Why does she have such a problem with Howard? Is it because Howard lied to Helen, or is it because he's black, or is it because he's a good player?
Can
I finish
too.
My question?
Well, make it quicker, Jesus.
We're suffering from ennui.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get a drink. I'm getting a drink.
Okay, bye. Okay, the reason, and he's going to never know the answer because he doesn't pay attention to the show either, but the reason is because, and she said it finally this week, which I was kind of wondering the same thing, but she said this week, it's because McRae told her in the very beginning when he gave up the moving company that she was a target. So everybody in the moving company is a target. And then when he went and lied to why am I telling you? You know this.
I know this, but...
Matt, we're going to have to tell stupid Matt again later.
It doesn't matter, though. Even, like, because... I think she just had in her head that she wanted Howard out. She fixated. I think she's the sort of person who fixates on something until it gets done, which makes her very entertaining to watch, makes her very dangerous, but will ultimately be her undoing. Matt, I was just saying that Amanda's problem is that she fixates. Ronnie said that apparently Howard, the moving company, was coming after Amanda week one. That's what McRae told Amanda. We don't know if it's true or not, but I'm saying... The downfall is that she fixates on Howard, and now she's going to fixate on someone else, probably Spencer for the time being, maybe Candace.
I will give you that, but I'm also just going to say I think that she's secretly a horrible racist.
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah. Okay, wait. Did you watch? Okay. I feel like even though I can't play this video, that I should like transcribe it for you on the air, but I don't want anybody to cut this up and make it look like I'm being racist one day. Like, if I run for mayor, I don't want to hear my words being slung back at me.
No, of course not.
But I really do want to... I want you guys to hear some of the stuff she said, okay? So I'm going to play this, and I'm going to talk to you and tell you what she said, okay?
Okay.
She's talking about Puerto Rican showers because Puerto Ricans are smelly and don't take good enough showers. And she's like, oh, people probably think I'm racist. And they're like, that is racist.
Yeah.
Well, she just laughs and laughs.
Wouldn't she know? I mean, she does live in Miami.
And she said, oh, God. And then she says that if Puerto Ricans don't want people to say that about them, then they should take more showers.
She is horrible. I fucking hate her.
That's actually horrific.
Now she's calling herself a fag hag and calling Andy Kermit the fag.
Yeah,
we don't want her. We don't want her. Guess what? If you want to be a fag hag, you got to be cuter and you got to be willing to wear a two-piece.
Yeah.
And she says Andy's asexual and sticks his own penis in his own vagina. Which
that's funny. I believe. I believe
that. Okay. We're okay with that one.
We're okay with that one.
Yeah, she gets a pass on that one.
It's fine when she's making fun of the gay dude, but when she's making fun of the black people, I'm done.
Well, no, but the gay thing, it wasn't even like a gay thing. She's just basically calling him asexual. That's not like racist or anything.
And she's calling him an ugly ginger.
She's just really horrible. There's this whole segment where she's talking to a bunch of people. First of all, what is she doing in the HOH all the time? That bitch has not won one single thing. She's always laying in the HOH bed. Someone pointed this out in the comments today. She's always laying in the HOH room, in the bed, like right in the center of the bed, eating the people's food from their basket, like fucking... Yeah. Reading their letters, like crying at their family pictures.
Farting in
like,
the
you
sheets.
Are not, yeah, you are not the HOH. Get the hell out of that room, woman.
No, but, she has it in her head that she's running the house and she's going to take fucking full advantage of it until somebody has the balls to do something about it. And those dumb motherfuckers up in that house should have done it tonight and they didn't.
Well, they were, she was in the room talking to people about how much she hates Jesse and saying she wants to just like cut her throat. Was it Jesse or Candace? I think it's Jesse. She was saying, like, she wants to cut her throat and all this horrible stuff and then, like, use it as lube. Like, her and Spencer were going off. Spencer's another one who's fucking disgusting. I don't know if you've read about any of the stuff that he's been saying in there, but we got a glimpse of it tonight when he told Amanda to shut up.
But that was great, though. That was great.
Yeah. That was the best part of the episode. I think a little misogyny goes a long way when it's towards someone like that.
Right, and that's exactly what she was saying, too. She was like, first of all, she goes, how dare you say shut up to a woman? First of all, when you're a racist bitch of a woman, I'm going to tell you worse than shut up. I'm going to say, shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
She goes around threatening people all the time. She tries to intimidate them. She tries to threaten them.
She needed someone
to tell her shut up.
She is the bully.
She is the bully. And she's also probably... Now, you know what? I'm going to be misogynist here for a moment, because I feel like she's probably the type of woman who's like, I'm independent, and I'm like, you know, this is the way I am, and, you know, I do things for myself, da-da-da-da-da. And then he says, shut up, like, I can't believe you say that to a woman. You know, all of a sudden, it's like, are you going to be, like, the modern, like, feminist, or are you going to be, like, a traditionalist? You can't have it both ways. I'm sorry. Like, if you're going to be, like, rah-rah-rah-rah woman, you have to be okay if someone tells you to shut up.
Exactly.
I don't tell women to shut up. I don't tell them. I'm just saying, you know, you can't have it both ways.
We only tell women to shut up on podcasts, and it totally doesn't count, you guys. It's totally different.
Yeah. No, we love women. Just we don't want to have sex with them.
Yeah. But, yeah, she's the kind of woman.
Yeah,
she's the kind of woman to pull out feminism just when she needs it, you know? Like when she wants you to pay for her dinner, she ain't a feminist no mo.
Yeah.
Also, she's so insecure that she has to have everything she wants, and that's why she picks someone like McCray. And I'm sorry, McCray. I'm sorry to say that, but the guy's a wuss. He has no job. He's like a little string bean. His hair looks like birds have been pooping in it. Come on. I mean, that, it's like the lowest fruit on the tree.
That truly is like the only good thing about Spencer. Again, in that, you know, when he went off on Amanda and he told her to shut up, he was also essentially saying, and your boyfriend is a pussy.
Yeah.
Because guess what? He is.
He is. Remember the beginning of the season? We're like, yeah, we sort of like this McCray. He's sort of like kooky and like funky. Like, he's going to be like an outcast. We really like him. Now I'm like, whatever. McCray doesn't think for himself. And he stirs up shit. And he can be a little bit prissy, too, you know?
Are they banging?
Yes. Apparently they have sex all the time.
Yeah.
Do these people... Yeah. Okay, look. I am a voyeur. We're on a podcast right now, / a video cast. I don't know what this is called because I'm not the tech guru here. But like...
Well, don't call it a podcast. We'll get sued for that Jim Logan fool.
Oh, that's right. Okay, but here's the thing. I just don't think anybody in their right mind is having sex on this show.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they are.
They
and
do.
Her
but they're
parents
not,
are
they're not in their right
and
mind.
His parents are like high-fiving each other.
Would you guys have sex on the show if you were attracted to somebody and you were trapped in that house? I just, for the light, I'm a horny, horny slut bag, and I cannot imagine doing that.
I would.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want people seeing me having sex.
Why? Is it not a pretty thing?
Whatever.
I mean, like, wouldn't be pretty as Big Brother.
They see you, like, go poop and stuff. Like, what's
I'm okay with that, oddly enough. Because that's worse for them. That's worse for them than it is for me.
Well, that's true. I guess.
Okay, but I don't even have to worry about
that. That was awkward, right?
That
was an awkward pause. I was trying to think of what it would be like for people to look at me poop. Like, I don't even like to have people over to, like, spend the night because my bathroom is pretty much in my bedroom, you know, the door to my bedroom. And I'm like, I don't want people knowing I poop. Like, I just don't want them knowing. Like, I want them to think that it just, like, dissolves into the air and, like, the Holy Spirit just, like...
Are you like me?
That's called a fart.
You know, if there's going to be, like, a hookup sesh, you're like, can we go to your place?
Yes, I'm like, you know what? I want you to meet my dog. Let's go walk him and then go to your place.
Yeah, I'm always like, I don't want to do laundry and clean.
That's
like,
my
really...
thing. I don't want to clean sheets. I hate cleaning sheets, especially if I'm just on them. Like, right now, my bed is all nice and clean, so it's, like, all made. No one's getting this bed for, like,
yeah, the only
three
time
days.
I want to have sex in my house is when I've cleaned my house, and then I don't want, like, some other sweaty, spermy guy all over everything. I want it to myself. So, basically, how am I getting laid?
I'm sorry, but that is so true. It's like, after I've cleaned my house and I have fresh sheets and, like, a fluffy, fresh duvet, all I want to do is get in bed and watch Bravo and Big Brother on my DVR.
I know.
Get your dirty feet and your dirty semen out of my bed.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll have my own semen with some porn. Why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about this?
You guys brought up. I was just...
We're talking about poop and sperm. Stop. Sorry, everybody.
Because I'm drinking Sauvignon Blanc out of a bottle, because that's what we do.
Because poop and sperm are two things that are more appealing than Amanda these days. That's why we're talking
much,
about it.
Pretty much.
Agreed.
Okay.
She's a vile human being. So all this stuff about Spencer, people are talking about him just being really nasty, calling people the C word, and like bitch all the time. time, which I think I've called people bitch like 20 times. But again, it's in a podcast.
Okay. Oh, good question. Good question. Good question. So CBS is still putting these disclaimers before the show, and they're pretty much still just focusing on the fact that Aaron is the racist. They really never even went into the whole like Gina Marie zone with it that much. Why are we not seeing Amanda and Spencer getting the same treatment? Is it just because Julie Chen hates Aaron? What's the deal?
Well, you know, when you talk about going into the Gina Marie zone, that's an area that not many people go into and come out alive. So that's why CBS is staying away.
Including Nick, because he never went there. Calm the fuck down.
The Gina Marie zone actually looks like an ESPN fun zone, except except there's like a lot more sticky services.
Are you sure it's not like a Sky zone?
It's like, well, there it is like that in that there's a lot of elasticity going on. There's Gina Marie.
Right.
Oh, here's my Gina Marie question.
Oh my god.
Nick!
For those of you
Ronnie, Ronnie, you can't do it with that outfit on. It's freaking me out.
Nick! What, you want to extrapolate?
Yo, Ronnie has it on or has it off. There's no compromisation here, okay? This, by the way, represents Gina Marie's big finger. But it looks like a schmata.
It's Nick's birthday!
Hey guys!
I want an outfit.
Nick's favorite squash, guys. It's Nick's favorite squash. You guys.
Where is my
guys? I'm
gonna
stick this
outfit
in me in honor of Nick. You guys, I can fit it in. I really can. It's
why
Gina Marie zone.
Would
it's
you
going
even
in the Gina
bring
Marie
that
zone.
Home? Why would you bring that home?
Can I please have
that
like a
horrible.
Little put a little dog face on me?
I'm not even gonna tell you how to do it because the rest of the time you're gonna be staring at yourself in the screen.
Shocker.
I lost my Gina Marie hair. I don't know where it went.
We need to make one of these little Google things with Gina Marie hair. That would be a maze.
People, we need to talk more about MVP and how it made everybody in the house crazy, which was awesome, and they're all losing their shit. And for a minute, they were like, we're convinced it's still Alyssa. Some people were thinking it is America, and then everybody else was like, no, it's Howard.
Let's back up just 1 second here. The moment when MVP was announced, and it said Amanda, was that not an amazing moment? Watching her face fall, it was brilliant. That's what
it
we
was
watched. It
was amazing, especially when she started to wonder if it was us that put her up.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty amazing too.
I know, but she would never believe it.
No, I actually think that she is starting to realize that America is. It will be confirmed this week if she is put up on the block by America. It'll confirm the fact that the tide is turning in her mind, and she'll realize that she and McCrae are not loved by America anymore.
I don't know that it's even America. I think it's just CBS fucking with people because
she's
it's so inconsistent.
Yes.
It's just so inconsistent. There's no way to prove it. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Okay, let's get to the POV competition.
Ooh, what was
it? Ooh, it was like a time machine.
Oh my god, that puzzle. When Aaron said with a straight face, you had to go find all the colored pieces. I was like, oh, my God, someone clue her in.
Don't clue her in. It is TV gold.
She's like, pieces are my word. That's what I call people. So anyway, you got to find the colored pieces.
Oh, my God.
It's what Aaron would say. It's not what I would say, Matt. Where's my Gina Marie hair? It's gone missing.
I want a costume.
Lisa Marie just Lisa Marie just had heart surgery. Lisa Marie, love. I'm glad you're okay.
Why did
she
have heart surgery, Lisa Marie?
Her heart.
Her heart's broken. You broke
you want
my
me
heart.
To say why? Because her heart, she's sick in her heart.
She's like, just for fun. She's like, you know what? Just want to see what's going on in
it
there.
It was cosmetic. I wanted to make it a little more heart-shaped.
Yeah.
Oh, Lisa Marie.
Well,
okay,
we love
so where
her.
Are we?
Wait, no. We got to say we love her. She's one of our diehards. So get better,
yeah,
Lisa Marie.
Sweetheart.
You are a super sweetheart.
Lisa Marie, feel better. We hope that we warm your heart that has now been
You know what else warms a heart? Some Sauvignon Blanc right out of the bottle. Hey.
Yeah. Okay, so what else happened on this stupid thing? So the veto thing, they all had to do a puzzle.
It looked really hard. I'm dumb, but I thought it looked hard.
But they all were dumb, and poor Howard. Okay, so I, you know, we We all love Howard, and for me, it's obviously it's more than just the fact that he's like incredibly handsome. He actually seems like a sweetheart. The poor guy is so dumb, though. He's sitting there.
I'm sorry, Ben. Can you just like admit one thing, that his dumb ass speech was the ultimate boner killer? Because that dude is dumb as fuck.
When I was watching with my friend Brian, and when he said, "I'm gonna go outside," when he was over watching with me, and when Howard said,
"Jealous."
I'm going to go inside, and I'm going to talk to everybody. And I was like, oh, no, don't talk. Whatever you do, don't try to talk. And sure enough, he went in there and gave the dumbest. Well, you know, here's what I feel. If people are friends with the then and the that, where's the where? Who's the what? And where's the now? Everyone's like, what the fuck? I mean, even Gina Marie was like, that guy's like,
when Gina Marie questions the validity, there's a problem.
Aaron probably was like, this is why we have to have separate but equal schools.
Gina Marie looked like someone was trying to explain the difference between geometry and algebra.
She's like, I don't know that difference. I don't. Like,
what? Nick, teach me. Teach me about mathematics. Nick.
She's like, what's up, Staten Island? What?
She's taking steroids, right? Because I feel like she acts like a person who's on steroids.
She's going to need to start taking some estrogen pretty soon because she's not looking too cute.
No, she's not. And her makeup is getting worse and worse. She's like,
She's starting to look like Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg at a fundraiser. I'm like, hello, with the blackface. Please nice put reference. It down. This season is racist enough without your bronzer. All right.
So, back to the show. Spencer ends up winning POV. He obviously takes himself off the block, which means that somebody needs to go up now on the block alongside Amanda and Howard. And, you know, without even needing to think about it, Erin, being the racist she is, immediately plugs Candace into that spot. No one was surprised.
Correct. It wasn't as immediate as that, because what happened was Candace went over to Helen and had a conversation and was like, what's the deal? Da, da, da. And then she's like, well, I know you're running the house. And it's like, oh, that's, you know what you should do? Go to the person who's running the house and antagonize them. Real smart, Candace. Like, where'd you learn that?
Yeah. And then, of course, Helen. You know what was weird about that segment was Helen really was offended. Like, even when she was just talking to us, she's like, can you believe she accused me of running the house? I was like, bitch, you are running the house. Like, why are you acting like that so offensive?
I don't always understand Helen's emotional motivations. I don't have her quite figured it out. Like, even when she was, they said, like, you're going to be the host of the veto competition, she's like, yes! I'm like,
okay, I'm going to get real with you right now. It's starting to make me hate her, because even, like, it even goes back to,
like,
I want to say, week
she's
two, or at some point where, you know, I want to say, like, either Erin or somebody won HOH in week two or something like that, and, you know, Helen, you know, she had just been, like, calling Helen horrible names, like, go make rice, and then, oh, she took care of Gina Marie after Gina Marie was being horrible in week two, and every time, like, she just overly animated, she's trying to be nice to everybody in the house, and I want somebody to recognize that and punish her for it.
Yeah, I think she's fake, actually. I mean, you know, she talks a lot of shit, and then she's like, oh, sweetie, I love you so much. I really like you, sweetie. I'm like,
Right, and then you see the shit that she's talking
fake
behind.
Mom.
This is
she's
back.
A fake mom.
Yeah.
But she's like, she's borderline, because on the one hand, I'm sort of like, I do like that she's manipulating these people, and she does seem to have a game plan. But there is, like, she's not doing it like Janelle, you know, where you're, like, enjoying the manipulation. She's a little, sometimes I feel like she believes her own shit a little bit.
Oh, she totally does, and that's why I think that, you know, I'm really just hoping that in the next week or two, people put her and Amanda on blast, because that'll be fun.
They will. By the way, what did you guys think about the most random segment in the history of Big Brother, which was the 30-second-long Ode to Andy and the Bird?
You thought that was random? I thought the most random shit was tonight during the eviction, where Julie, for fucking 5 minutes, was playing Let's Talk About Celebrity Babies. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, yeah.
That was
going on for so long, and, like, no one cares. It's like, and now let's talk about a celebrity baby. Brittany had a baby named Tilly. I'm like, oh, this is a celebrity baby. Okay, that's interesting.
Meanwhile, we have to look up all the racist segments on YouTube. Like, why aren't you showing us a clip fucking Amanda going off or Spencer talking about like throat rape, face raping somebody.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Allison Grodner, if you're watching this, which you should be, because really we deserve, you know, a Webby for this video cast alone.
I know. The quality is just is unsurpassed.
Unsurpassable. You're welcome. You're welcome, Joker's Updates. We really, really need them to start showing more of the shit that is going on in this house. The ratings are actually down this season, and they've been down in the past few weeks. Like, as soon as Jeremy left, the ratings started to peter off a little bit, and now I'm like, if you guys want to make this season memorable, yes, it'll be remembered for the racism, but I also want it to be remembered for some of the good gameplay, and I'm like, just let it all go. Bring out all the racism, let people go crazy, let them start, like, screaming at each other every day, and air it on TV. I just don't want to read about it on my fucking computer.
That being said, we've seen, like, a good number of arguments, though. Like, we've seen some, like, serious clashes. Even if they're not the big racist fights,
but
like,
Ben,
I still feel pretty happy with that.
Spencer needs to get put on blast
by
the larger public who is only watching the CBS broadcast. As does Amanda. Fuck her.
I agree. No, I agree they all should, but what I'm saying is what I'm impressed about this season is that there still are plenty of non-racist arguments to go around. Like, past seasons they had, like, bullshit, but this time around, we've had a lot of, like, fighting and house meetings and all that good stuff. Mattresses being thrown over. The best.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I do think that they're doing a really good job with the funny part of it. I think they're editing a really funny show together. Last night, between Howard giving that speech and the bird with Andy, I mean, that stuff was just hilarious. Those were, like, priceless Big Brother moments.
The bird thing was, like,
because I'm scared of birds and I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, no,
I'm scared of Andy.
Listen, I'm scared of Amanda. We've talked a lot about her, so we're talking about this bird, okay? So here's the thing. He's like, okay, he's like, I'm in my hammock. I'm having some reflection. I thought we were about to have a moment of, like, him crying and thinking about life. And this bird comes up and, like, hovers in his face and goes away. And he's like, and then there's, like, a close-up of, like, a duck in a pool. And I was like, oh, and now the follow-up. But no, it just moved right on. I was like, what was that? What was that
scene? I would have preferred to watch more of that scene than talk about Kim Kardashian's fucking baby.
Yeah, they should have shown that to the house guests, the bird scene.
So let's talk about Andy for a second. What is up with this little queen? Because
you all no. I'm gonna put you all on blast right now because at the beginning of this season and even
Matt, you keep on saying you're gonna put us on blast or put someone on blast.
I'm not blasting.
Put someone on blast. I'm not scared of you, Heather.
Blast.
Yeah, I'm only gonna put.
This is what bullying is about. The two of you always fucking ganging up on me, but guess what? The people that are watching this right now agree with me because they want to talk about what I want to talk about, and what I want to talk about is I forget because you sidestepped me.
You were going to talk about how we've been sticking up for Andy this whole time, and now I'm going to have to say something about it.
You've all been sticking up for Andy, and you're all like, oh, I think that ginger is cute, yada, yada, yada. Guess what? He is a dumb, dumb bitch. And let me tell you right now, he running up to Amanda in the utility room on tonight's episode and telling her this kind of stuff made me crazy. Because I was like, if this boy had any sense in his fucked up brain, he would have evicted Amanda tonight and made a bold move. Yep. But guess what? He, just like, you know, Rachel Riley said a few seasons ago, he is a motherfucking floater. And he is worthless. And if somebody like if he wins, I'm going to be pissed because he doesn't deserve shit.
Unfortunately, this is actually a floater household at this point. So people are just going along. They don't want to ruffle any feathers, which is, that's a tragic loss of losing Jeremy, is that we did lose that aspect of it. But, you know, the thing is this, because the producers realize this, which is why they keep on giving America MVP, because they're like, okay, well, the house guests are now settling into a safety zone, so why don't you guys, America, like, shake things up a little bit?
Yeah, there have to be sides. It's not fun if we're just watching one side obliterate everybody else, especially when that side is like, what do they even do? They don't even like each other. Like,
okay, pause, because you're talking about sides right now. I'm talking about Andy sucks. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
I disagree. I like him. I think he's really...
I like Andy.
Why? Why?
Because
sell me.
Because whenever he seems to be the
hostile
only one, he seems to be the only one that when he's talking about what's going on in the house has a brain about him. Like,
yeah.
He just says it. He just calls it out. He's not being like trying to be like a hilarious gay. You know, he's just like saying
is,
what's
right?
going
no,
on.
To every time he goes in that confessional room and he does his eviction, he's always, yeah, I'm a clown.
Well, then, but I mean, I'm
wait,
not even.
Wait, no,
about
that's
that.
Actually
I don't even watch
false.
That part. I usually go to
that's,
that.
Wait, no, that's false. He doesn't do the I'm a clown. He usually goes like, "Hey, Julie, I vote to evict Howard." But that's not. That's different than being like, "Hey," because we've seen the crazy "Hey" thing before. No, Andy's
oh
fine.
Oh my god!
And the truth is this:
how many of them were there? Lamar, wait,
LaRon,
Will.
Yeah. No, here's the thing.
All gay people ever.
So, no, but here's the thing. Like, we want Andy to make a big move because we want to be entertained. The truth is, he doesn't need to make a big move, and he's doing just fine.
No, he's just going to put on his fucking life vest and float all the way to the finale, and it's going to become like dumbass season 6 with that bitch Maggie one, and I'm going to be like, well, I wasted my summer.
I don't know that he's going to make it to the finale. He's not high up. He's not high up. I mean, Helen is going to be – Helen – I don't think Helen's going to be in the finale either. I think they're going to turn on her ass.
But Andy is very likable. Andy is very likable. He's not like Maggie. He's likable.
Here's the thing. He's not likable. He's just not hateable like the rest of them.
No, he's actively likable, I would say. I think he is actively likable.
Today, he lost points, Ben. You can't tell me that him going and talking to Amanda in that room was good.
Okay, listen, Suzanne Sugarbaker. You have to calm down here a second, okay?
Blast! I'm blasting! Blast!
Okay, Andy, I think, is actively likable. I think his comments in the diary room are funny. I think he seems friendly. He does not seem like an idiot. I enjoy Andy. I enjoy his little cat shirts. And I'm down for Andy to go the long haul here.
Boring. I'm telling you right now, the crazy thing is so much heat is now off of Aaron that I think Aaron is going to go final three.
Yeah, I actually think she's going to go pretty far too.
Yeah, she could be that horrible one that they just keep to the end because she's so horrible they think no one will vote for her. But
well, and that's the same case for Gina Marie. I think both of those blonde racist bitches are going fine until the final three or final four. I guarantee
I think
it.
Gina Marie is so nice to everybody in the house that they might. I just think she's too stupid to do anything. Although, well, we're not allowed. We're not allowed to talk about spoilers on this, right?
We will at the end. But let's get right now to the eviction. So Howard was voted out 7-1. No surprises there.
But
really.
Before that, though, there was all sorts of chaos, which was that Spencer wanted to get Amanda out, and so he was like allied with Howard and Candace. So Amanda, being the bulldog that she is, tries to call Spencer out, and Spencer says, like, no, I want to get Candace out. It's a lie. He's trying to save face just to get her to shut up. Helen goes and tells Candace, Spencer's out there saying that he wants to get you out. You're his target. And so Candace, being the idiot that she is...
Idiot. Fucking idiot.
Candace, she was the one who said Helen's running the household. She doesn't think to herself, oh, maybe Helen's playing some game with me right now. She calls a house meeting, and she goes off on Spencer, one of her few allies, and she's an idiot about it. It drove me so mad, so mad.
Ronnie, stop looking at Facebook.
I'm reading an interesting comment from what? Okay, so question, bear with me. This is a longer one. I'll make it quicker, I promise. Do you think the MVP was really ever supposed to be chosen by America, or is it possible that the twist was actually to introduce the MVP idea and purposely introduce Alyssa in order for her to auto-win for a couple
of
weeks?
Dear viewers, let me tell you a secret about Big Brother. Just like The Voice and the majority of reality TV that have live aspects, the producers make up the rules as we go throughout the season. So they might have thought, we'll do MVP by America 1 week. But let me tell you, as soon as Alyssa was in hot water at the beginning, they knew we can't let her go because we need the Brential Army to be tuning into this show, and they were going to do anything in their power to make sure that was not going to happen.
It's also too predictable. If she wins it every week, it's like, it's kind of not fun, you know?
Right, so Ronnie, do you believe, I mean, you kind of hinted at this earlier because you're a conspiracy theorist like Gina Marie when Ben's wearing his special hat. Do you think the producers are just making this up completely?
It's not a special hat. It's Nick's hat. Okay? You can't Nick like that.
Nick, you're my MVP.
Nick, I'm going to put this in me, okay? I'm going to think of you, okay, Nick?
Dear viewers, somebody get a screen cap of Ben with that banana. A screen cap!
I do think that it's totally made up. I think it's total bullshit because it's too inconsistent every week. And I do think that what has a point in that the reason they made it think that the MVP was voted on. Wait, how was it MVP? How were we getting the MVP at first when it wasn't America voting for it?
Well, it happens we voted for someone to be MVP, and the MVP would nominate someone. But we
oh, that's are right now yeah. MVP. Stupid. So the point that what's making is that they just did that so that everybody's not trying to kiss ass to America to win their votes because it would be a boring season. Like, you're not going to see someone being racist if they think America is also voting.
But I disagree with Ronnie right there, because these people are just horrible racist people and they can't contain their racism.
No, but also the thing is too, if like Alyssa gets it every week, then the House knows who it is. So there's no intrigue in the House. My question is this. So Alyssa has the quote-unquote Brential army out there that's voting for her. But now that we're a few weeks into the season, now these players actually have fan bases and the audience probably cares about things. So is the Brential army actually even still a factor in all this?
No, the Brential army.
And what is the Brential army? And why is it called the Brential army?
That's stupid. First of all, that name has always been stupid because it sounds like Wenzel's Donuts, which is actually something that's valid, unlike those two fake chemists. Neither one of those fools are a chemist. Shut up, both of you. You're both stupid.
No, you shut up.
One of you is working at fucking
Island. They certainly have a lot of
chemistry. Another one of you is like begging for money out in front of Rouse. Shut up. You like them?
I love them. I love them.
Oh, my God. Was it Brandon's terrible internet porn that he got caught on Skype that made you like him? Well, I mean, what is it? He's
so stupid. That was a point in his favor.
Ugh. Was it Rachel sobbing and crying in the bushes and like whining when she didn't get her way? What was that?
No, it's called Rachel was one of, if not the best, Big Brother player in history, along with Dr. Will and Janelle. They are the fucking top three.
Are you
Rachel
crazy?
Rachel was not the best. I'm sorry.
Rachel only made it to the end because Big Brother, again, rigged that shit with the coup d'etat or whatever the fuck that they came up with in that season and her Pandora's box bullshit when she was about to get voted out. Fucking Big
DJ,
Brother threw her a coup d'etat again, just like they did with Jeff, just like they did with fucking Dick when he was going to get kicked off. They threw him something. I forgot what they called it that year, but every year, whoever wins, they were not supposed to win. It was some bullshit that's rigged in like week 10 or whatever. Please, Rachel. That girl can't even stand up on her own wee wedding special. Did you read about that?
Okay, you motherfuckers need to listen up, because you can feel how you want to feel, but the reality is they have a ton of fucking fans that are backing Alyssa. So does
Aaron. I mean, if you go read the internet. The thing is, any one of these idiots have fans. I mean, Aaron's are smellier and have longer ball hair, probably.
And they wear sheets and everything. Hello, it's called the Ku Klux Klan. Big Brother watchers. She's got her fan base. She's got her army.
Yeah, I was reading.
People at the KKK have CBS.
Of course. Who else watches NCIS?
Well, so but CBS to them is colored black situation. So they always tune in by accident. They're like, we gotta tune in. We gotta find out about this colored black situation. Oh shoot, it's Big Brother again. Oh, I like this show.
Yeah, I was reading some article today because Russia has made it illegal to be gay or whatever. You know that, right? And so the Olympics are going to be there. And so they're saying, they came out and said, well, we'll arrest anybody who's displaying any gay affection. Like, if anyone's holding hands,
well,
they will arrest your ass and throw you in jail.
Go. Johnny Weir better stay the fuck home.
Oh, my God. Johnny Weir will take Russia down. He'll be in a cell with Pussy Riot, just making all of Russia's criminals laugh. But anyway, I was reading this article. I mean, to anybody, this sounds just fucking crazy. Like, really, you're going to arrest people for holding hands? Really? That's where we've come? These fucking idiots at Breitbart, these ignorant, fucking, stupid Republican hicks going on, and not even Republican hicks. I don't even know what you call them. Like, the ultra-conservative, crazy hicks.
Englewood
congratulating residents. Russia and saying, oh, well, when are we going to do that? Finally, if someone has the balls. Really? So you're fucking siding with Russia now? You fucking idiots. And those are the people who are out there rooting for people like Aaron and Paul and all these other... Everybody. Hundreds of fucking comments. Hundreds.
Don't tell me where they live. I'll go kill them.
Oh, they live all around you.
I think they live in Judstown.
I mean, my God, people. Not to make this about the news. I'm just saying that stupid is everywhere. It's everywhere. So people, there's fans for everybody. So that's how I understand your love for Rachel, is what I'm trying to say. I forgive you.
Wow, so where did we leave off? Howard getting evicted? Can we get to that part yet?
Yeah, sure. Are we there yet?
Yeah. He was evicted. He was wearing like some pizza dough on his head. I think it was a hat, but it looked like pizza dough.
Well, it just made you want to eat him even more than you already did.
I was just like, in a season of races, can you please not dress like Bagger Vance to the fucking... Come on.
Did you just say that?
He did. He was wearing a Bagger Vance golf hat. I was like, stop it. Stop it. I feel like everything in this season now is tinged with some kind of racial... Rachel. You see what you did to me?
I see.
Was tinged with horrible Rachelness, or Rachelism. Rachism. That's what I should call it.
So does now, this mean that Candace is going to be leaving us next week, which means that in the next 7 days we're going to have a ton of racial shit?
Probably. You know what I noticed with Howard being evicted? He smiled a few times, and I realized how little he's actually smiled on this entire season. Like, it was like shocking. He doesn't smile at all. It's very serious.
But is that because Jesus doesn't allow him to? Because that is who runs his life.
Or you know, I gotta maybe say, it's because he's stuck in a house with a bunch of racists. That also wouldn't make me smile.
Really hardcore Christians like Howard, I mean, you've got to hand it to those guys. They are really, really committed. That guy talks about praying and what God wants and do whatever. God is not watching Big Brother. Stop it. I'm not even making fun of your religion. I'm just saying, please stop it. Because you just make God look stupid. All you've been doing is giving God credit for everything. Then you get kicked off. And guess what? It makes God look like an asshole. He's working very hard to try and get followers on Twitter, wherever.
On Twitter. He's deaf on Twitter.
Stop fucking with his ranking, yo.
How funny was it when he went into that have not room to pray, and then Jessie barged in to cry about herself?
And didn't stop.
That was a sweet moment. She was sort of like, you know.
Wait, excuse me. Are you not defending her?
I am. I thought it was a sweet moment for her.
I'm not defending her. I'm with Matt. I think that was a stupid. I mean, she's so stupid. It's like it has nothing even to do with him. She just wants to come in and like get time crying. What are you even crying about? Shut up. Like, I know that you could use this money. Some people don't need this
movie. It really was.
And then she votes against him. Get out of here with your stupid tears.
That's true. It was very patronizing, but I just thought it was. I enjoyed the moment. I thought it was sort of funny.
Yeah, she wants to just go down as someone not being mean to a black person on this.
Listen,
show.
Listen, she just wants to go down in general. She's so sad that she has no showman. She's like,
she's a virgin. She's dying to get like Judd's froggy cock up in it, but it's not gonna happen.
She's like, Howard, you're only put up on the block because girls are threatened by my hotness. Huh? He's like, listen, what? Can I have your bed?
She's like, hey, Judd, who's that guy in your town who all he does is just walk around town? Can you give me his number?
God, no kid. What's your dad's number? Yikes. Yeah. Oh, I love the part where Julie's like, America, everyone thinks Judd is just a simple, simple man, but is there more to the story? And I was like, no, there's nothing more to the story.
Right, and don't you love that this woman, like, you know, Big Brother's her fun job, but she thinks that she's, like, a legitimate journalist for CBS News, and I'm like, if that is some investigative journalism and that's your lead-in, girl, enjoy sitting on your ass on the talk, because that's all you're going. That's the height.
Love that no one in his family moves their face. They're just all like, yeah, he's a good guy. He's a real good guy. They're always like practicing with one of those fucking puppets.
They all have sort of like a touch of palsy to them.
Well, the mom really did. So shame on you. She had a stroke. How dare you?
No, she didn't have palsy. She did not. She did.
She had Bell's palsy, where half of her face was stroked out.
Was it really?
Shame on you.
Her name is
yes.
Kim.
Hello.
Please, well, then I was just being descriptive. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, America and Judd's family.
America!
I'm sorry, America. Sorry, I can't believe you would have palsy. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I hate palsy. Thanks for
not
asking.
You know what's worse than palsy? A One Piece.
I sadly have to say, I hate One Pieces. Thanks. No offense.
I hate palsy and One Pieces, and when you came in with your palsy and your One Piece, my eyes fell out. Thanks.
No offense, I'm not trying to be hurtful, but I don't understand your face right now. Sorry, no offense.
I'm trying to read your lips. Your bathing suit was so loud that it made me deaf, so I'm trying to read your lips, but they're only half moving.
I sadly have to say I can't read your lips right now. Thanks.
America!
America. Hey, America. I don't know why I'm not MVP anymore, but I sadly have to say I don't like it. Thanks.
No offense. Since she has...
Matt refuses to talk. He's part of the Brenchel Army. He refuses to participate in Alyssa bashing.
The Lisas are making fun of me because on the Watch What Crappens podcast, I was saying, like, anybody who looks like they have any kind of mental disability, I'm kind of attracted to, and they're like...
Exactly. So you should be attracted to the entire fucking Big Brother house.
Lisa Pierce said, since she had palsy, did you feel attracted to her? Very funny, you guys. That is very funny.
Very funny.
Okay, so Howard left, Julie asked some dumb questions, and then we got to the new HOH competition, and...
I enjoyed watching it.
You guys, let me just say this. If you are watching this video cast right now and you don't want to know who won Head of Household because you would like to wait until Sunday's broadcast on CBS, you might want to peace out now because I read
ahead. Well, they already know if they're on Facebook because Rebecca blew it. But you know what? Thank you, Rebecca, because you also made one of my favorite comments of the night when you just simply stated, Helen is a fucking idiot. So thank you, Rebecca, because I totally agree, and it needed to be put that simply. What? Please, Matt, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
All right.
Thank you for your profile. I don't need profile. I don't need your profilitude. All right, just go ahead, Matt.
I can't believe you'd show your profile. Like, it's not your best angle. I'm not trying to be hurtful. No offense.
It's not? Are you sure about that?
No, I'm just joking. Matt, why don't you do your stand? Why do you stick your tongue out whenever you say, do that? Why do you always stick your tongue out, Matt?
I like my tongue.
Are those real glasses or those Howard glasses that you just wear so people don't think you're stupid?
Do they belong to Ned?
Here's the funny thing. The funny thing is this. I wear real glasses, but I am stupid. So there you go.
This is what I wear when I need people to respect me. Okay, come on, Matt.
Hey. Why does everybody else get a prop? Nick. I want a prop.
You guys want to see what poor Gina Marie's private parts feel like? Want to see how they feel?
How do they feel?
Dead flower.
Do you like my little corgi calendar? Arf, arf, arf,
arf, arf, arf. Oh my god, why don't you just put a penis in your mouth right now, you gay guy? Corgi calendar. Who does that?
No. It's like we're talking to Andy right here. He's putting the corgi in there. I do have a banana.
Between your banana and my corgi calendar, we're going to show people how to suck dick.
Yeah. Oh my god, no you didn't. This is YouTube, not PornTube. Not Pornhub.
Sorry, no offense. Are you going to get around to actually spoiling this?
This podcast is dying because you're not finishing your damn sentence.
We've been waiting for you to spoil this forever now.
Oh my god, you got me saying axed, Aaron.
Okay, so if you haven't tuned out, too bad. But anyway, the winner of the new Head of Household competition is, drumroll, I forget.
McCray.
Gina Marie.
No, Gina Marie.
Gina Marie?
Yes, it was the final three.
Nick, it's all for you, Nick. It's all for you, Nick.
Nick, I walked on that thing that was turning in a circle, and I held onto a rope. I was pretending it was you, Nick.
I pretended I was walking to you.
With crazy people. So they had to, like, stand on a log and, like, roll around, and the final three were McCray, Gina Marie, and Spencer, I think. And I freaked out because I was like, if McCray wins, I'm not going to be happy because I don't like Amanda, but I'm actually excited that Gina Marie won, even though she's a racist bitch. The end.
Do you think that she is going to just do what Aaron did and go along? But she doesn't have to. She's under no obligation. But I feel like...
I think actually, that she's going to be...
I think Aaron...
you go ahead.
Why, thank you, Matt. I think that Aaron is going to finally be able to do the things that she wanted to do last week.
Which is what?
She wants to probably put up Helen and Candace, and she's going to have Gina Marie do her bidding.
I think that Candace put herself in the hot seat by having that crazy house meeting, and I also think, though, that Gina Marie is kind of friends with everybody, so I feel like Gina Marie could easily go with Candace and Spencer and not have blood on her hands.
You never know.
Catherine has posted a picture of her daughter's Furby on the Facebook page, and it says, it's like Gina Marie, but fuzzy and scary, and it talks gibberish. Okay, so it's Gina Marie.
That's funny. I'll look that up.
So, Matt, what was your question? Oh, it's not a podcast until we hear traffic in Ben's house.
I hear it, too, because we live three buildings away. I hear it, too. It's like, you know, what's that movie, Fievel Goes West, and it's like somewhere out there, like we're wishing on the same star. Ben and I are wishing on the same helicopter.
I'm wishing on a star to find out where you are.
So, Matt, what was your question?
My question is, Gina Marie, I think she's going to get, you know, get away by putting Spencer and Candace up, and then she doesn't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
But they've got to stop playing like that.
But she's dumb. So do you think that she's going to have the balls to do something?
She has nobody on her side. She has got to make a power move. Spencer's horrible, but she's made friends with Spencer, right? They agreed that they would play together.
Yes.
Right. Gina Marie's actually been one of the ones who's been on board with the, like, hacky alliance that has nobody. The problem is, those people are all being true to Helen, who's a fucking idiot. I don't know why anybody's being true to Helen.
Do you really think that there's a possibility that Aaron will get into Gina Marie's head and say it's time to put Helen up? Because that would be awesome.
There are a lot of things that can fit into Gina Marie's head, because there's nothing in there, okay? So Aaron will certainly get right on in there. And I think Candace is in trouble because Aaron hates Candace, but I think that maybe Alyssa or Helen could be in trouble. And then I think America, I mean, I think that we should endorse America to vote for Amanda again, right, for MVP.
This is going to sound crazy. I kind of want America to vote Amanda into the hot seat, and then I kind of want her to be evicted because that would be delicious. But at the same time, as much as I hate Amanda, if she leaves the house, that's like an integral part of the house, and I'm not ready for her to go.
So maybe McCray.
Agreed. I think maybe McCray, because it would force Amanda to be even more evil, because now she's at least getting some.
Yes.
And then we'll have like a house.
I like that idea.
All women.
But today really we got like scenes of her like almost losing it, because when people were saying, when Andy told her, oh, there's a plan to get rid of you, but don't worry, it's not going to go through, and she was like,
keep in the tears, keep them in.
Yeah, when she started like freaking out a little, I was like, that's the girl I need. I don't think people are going to go against McCray because they like him. Like, he's sort of non-offensive, but Amanda better watch out because she's horrid. I mean, somebody's got to turn. Of course, they're all horrid. So maybe there's strength in numbers. I don't know. But if they don't form another side soon, this season's going to get really boring really fast. Because watching Helen pick people off, I mean, I'm sorry, but I do not need to see a soccer mom with a machine gun. Get rid of her.
Why I actually think that, you know, if Candace or Spencer were to leave, I think it'd be fine. Actually, you know what? I think that Andy or Jesse leaving would be fine because they do nothing. Get rid of them. Keep some people that are willing.
Yeah.
Go ridiculous.
The one thing that's good with Jesse is that there's a lot of potential for her to get into a little scuffle with the other girls. Because we saw that already happen. There was that whole bedgate that happened a few weeks ago. So I right now she's playing nice, but it won't take long before she's on the outs again and they're all fighting.
Well, what was she even talking about? That conversation with the girls was so dumb when she's like, you guys, I'm really getting worried about Candace because, you know, she just lost it in front of everybody, and that scared me. Like, I don't want her to do that to me. Like, it's not about you, you fucking idiot. Threaten you at all? Like, it didn't make any sense.
She needs to somehow be relevant in this house. That's why she's
exactly. She'll do anything to get some screen time at this point because she knows she has nothing going on.
Yeah. Fucking
all right, so do we have any other final thoughts on this week, the week that was in the Big Brother house?
No.
No.
So, Matt, any predictions?
Didn't we just give them?
I think it's going to be Alyssa and... I think it's going to be Alyssa, Amanda, and Candace up on the block this week for the first round, and then I don't know what happened after that.
I agree. I actually agree with those three.
I think it'll be Candace and Andy.
Candy?
I think it'll be Candace and, yeah. I think she'll put Andy up because he's a little queer.
A little queer. He would never make it on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. I don't know what that means. Yeah, you know how the gays are. They get shot down on that bridge.
Oh, my God. All yay! The let's end with a gay violence joke.
How many people are watched this tonight? I'm like curious if it was just the three of us and the two Lisas.
You mean Lisa, and the Cult Jam?
Because, by the way, if it was just the three of us and Lisa, and the Cult Jam, meaning we're the Cult Jam, I'd be fine with that because I love me some Lisas.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we should try and start watching the East Coast feed.
I watched it tonight.
I watched it tonight on, I don't want to say the site because then everyone's going to go there and it's going to fuck up my feed. But you can find it online. And I found it, and it was seamless. I watched the whole thing early, got it done early. We can do this earlier and get more people to watch, maybe.
Well, how many people watch tonight?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
You know how consistent this crap is. Like some people says and some people doesn't.
Can we wrap this up by saying thank you all for tuning in, whether you're watching live or whether you're watching this on tape. And check us out, the TV Clique. You can also find us on Twitter. I'm Matt Life on the M-List. Ronnie is Trash Tweet TV, and Ben is at B-Side Blog. And can one of you end with one final Alyssa impression for the night? Because that's how I want to go to bed. Because I would like some nightmares.
Sorry, I'm very sadly, I have to say I can't do that for you, Matt. No offense.
Sorry, Matt, but thanks for right asking. Now you're in a one-piece, and I can't even look at you.
No, I'm not in a one-piece, I promise you.
Hey. Yeah, separado. You like that? You like my Puerto Rican? That's right. I'm going to go take me a Puerto Rican shower.
What you going to do? What you going to do, girl?
Puerto Rican shower. What you going to do, girl? Stupid, stupid bitch. You know what? I cannot wait until Amanda comes out because I think she's even more vile than Aaron, and I cannot wait to see what she gets from the chin.
America, vote Amanda's ass up onto that couch. It'll be
delicious.
Every
week. Let's just watch her have a breakdown every week, you guys.
Yes, and then she'll just eat more food, and then she won't be able to fit into that one piece.
Oh, she's barely in it now, girl. Okay, well, thank you all.
She's trying to enjoy two-piece with her stomach.
Thank you all. As you might have noticed, we have consolidated our podcast, and the name is now The TV Click. So this is The TV Click Big Brother. Yeah. And then our other one is The TV Click Watch What Crap Ads, which is all about Bravo. Those are released every Wednesday, kind of late night. And then these are every Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. Pacific time. So join us on YouTube for that, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Or you can also meet up with us at the Fox Hills Malls every once in a while because we like to go take a podcast outside of a Sparrow.
Yes, we will be at food courts across America because that was super, super fun. We're also going to start uploading our Watch What Crappens podcast on YouTube. We're going to try and do them video occasionally, but a lot of times it's just going to be the audio with like a picture. So if you want to listen to them on YouTube instead of iTunes or SoundCloud, where you can find us at the TV Click on both. Just search the TV Click on both.
Options are a good thing, people. And
yeah,
thank
options.
Watch
us anywhere, y'all.
And earlier this evening, I was just having some fun, and I created a Tumblr for the TV Click. So just go to thetvclick.tumblr.com. And basically, it's just GIFs. It's just funny GIFs. Including one that I made of Caitlyn dancing around.
It was fantastic. I LOL'd. I hate people who write LOL and LOL in real life, and it made me laugh out loud. And I am going to spend my entire day at work tomorrow making memes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I will add you, Matt and Ronnie, I will add you guys I'll add you to the TV Click ones. That way you guys can reblog GIFs and stuff like that to add on to that page because it's fun.
Yay!
And finally, oh my God, Emmy actually did screen cap Ben with the banana and the napkin.
Thank you, Emmy. What?
Matt gets whatever he asked for, okay? Thank you, Emmy. And thank you to everybody on Facebook for commenting. It's really fun reading you guys. Lisa Marie, Lisa Pierce, Rebecca, Emmy, Manolette, you are so cute, by the way. Kelly Big Red, who am I missing?
Joker's Update,
this whole
people,
damn thing.
Cindy
Catherine, Tamala.
And all of our peeps over at the Big Brother Bravo Holics Facebook page. If you guys love us, go join that page. It's a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, Cindy, all of y'all. You have been so much fun. This is really fun to do with you guys. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
To the insurance company that spurned me, our time together has come to an end. It's not me, it's you. We both know what I'm talking about. 15 minutes ago, I began courting Geico. It was just the easiest thing I've done since buttering my biscuit at breakfast. Not only have I saved hundreds of dollars on my car insurance, but also the future tears you were sure to impose. My heart and my coverage now belong to Geico. Sincerely, not yours, Tara, in Telluride.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.